The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 16. Today's feeling that I would like to share with you is that of meeting a really good dog. And if you're not a fan of dogs, meeting a really excellent cat or whatever type of favourite animal you have, there is just something so joyful about meeting a really good dog. My housemate is absolutely delighted just by the sight of dogs when we go out for a walk or go out somewhere. It's absolutely adorable. I wish upon you the exact joy that they feel when encountering a really good dog. Today's episode of Star Trek The Next Generation that I want to reminisce and enthuse about is Second Chances, which is a season 6 episode, and it's episode 24. When I was thinking about the episodes that I wanted to talk about in this little mini-series, this advent calendar, I was surprised that I wanted to talk about this one because in some ways it's not one of my absolute favourite episodes on an emotional level, but I really love it conceptually. It is so out there. Basically, the Enterprise comes across a version of Commander Riker who is Commander Riker, or rather, I think he's still Lieutenant Commander Riker, if memory serves, because of a transporter incident that happened 8 years before. And it is just such a mind job, this episode. It's so interesting. And it's one of those things that I love about science fiction, where it gives you the ability to explore something which would be utterly impossible in the real world. It doesn't matter if there is the flimsiest scientific, in inverted commas, reason for this to happen. To have a scenario where you come face to face with yourself from 8 years before, who has then had 8 years of isolation trapped on a planet. It's on this base, on this planet somewhere, and because of, I can't remember if it's storms or some kind of thing, some kind of plot device that means you can only have a small window of time where you can beam down to the planet and beam back up again. It creates this situation so beautifully, and it's really interesting watching everybody who's close to Riker, as well as the two Rikers themselves, struggle with this. And that's what I really enjoy about this episode. I love how poor Troy is really put through the mill, that she has to consider what she lost when Riker effectively dumped her to go for command, and to have that version of him before he made that decision still acting as if he wants to be with her. It's so meaty. It's so interesting. It's such an awful situation. I really love it. Seeing Riker having to literally come face to face with himself and deal with how there are aspects of ourselves that we really don't like and that we really wouldn't want to know somebody who is exactly like us. I can really relate to that. It's really interesting how he struggles with the very characteristics that in many ways make him a really good officer, but they're not kind of smoothed off. His edges haven't been smoothed off like present day Riker has been. One of the things that is an ongoing theme throughout the show is why hasn't Riker gone for his own command, that he gets several opportunities to take his own commission during the television series spell of Star Trek Next Gen. And I really love that he knows that he isn't ready and he has a lot to learn. And he does have a lot to learn, because when you look at the way that Riker handles situations and compare it to the way that Picard handles situations, it's clear that he has a huge amount to learn. He is so angry and aggressive and lashes out in situations where some wrong has been done to somebody on the Enterprise or the Federation. He is very quick to anger and hasn't mastered the skill of de-escalating a crisis consistently in all situations where that needs to happen. And the Riker that they find on the planet, the 8 years prior Riker, you can see that even more. I find it fascinating. I also really like that they didn't kill off one of the Rikers at the end. Apparently they were thinking about that. They were thinking about potentially even killing off present day Riker and replacing him with former Riker, which would have been absolutely fascinating, but I'm really glad that they didn't. I think it was the right decision to leave both of them alive and just send this other guy off. I can't remember. He decides on a different name. It might be Tom. I can't remember what it is. I'm terrible with names. But he decides to use a different name and he goes off to live his own life, much like an identical twin would. And I really like that. I really like that they made that decision that somewhere out there is another Riker. And I also really like that present day Riker gives him his trombone because it is also his, and that acceptance and reconciliation with that idea, I think, is really beautiful, even though they are still both deeply uncomfortable with each other. And my goodness, who wouldn't be? The other thing that I really love about this show is that it's got Mae Jemison in it, and she is an actual astronaut. And it makes me so happy. Every time I see this episode, I'm like, it's Mae Jemison and she's an actual astronaut. It makes my nerd heart sing so, so much when somebody says, I'm a huge fan of the show, and they get to be on the show. Obviously, Whoopi Goldberg being a huge fan of the show and then getting to play Guinan, a character that I absolutely adore, and I love her in the show. But it just makes me so happy that somebody who loves Star Trek, and if memory serves, I think she might have said in an interview at some point that watching Star Trek as a kid kind of inspired her to go for being an astronaut. I love that. I love the joyful results of a long-running science fiction franchise kind of completing their own cycle. I've expressed that badly. I love that somebody who was inspired by an earlier show in that universe gets to be in a later show in the same universe, being the person that they were inspired to be by that. And it's so beautiful. And it must have been so fun. It must have been so much fun going and doing that. And it makes me so happy when I see the scene when she's in the transporter room doing her thing, to think that a fan has been made so happy, but also that she's the real deal. She is a real astronaut in a show about pretend astronauts that really have it a lot easier than our astronauts do these days. And it makes my nerd heart sing. I love it. That's it for today's advent calendar entries. I hope that you are safe, cozy and warm, and that you have something really nice to eat in the next few days. I'll speak to you tomorrow.